It's funny to hear the Federal Reserve Chairman make that complaint, because the Federal Reserve itself has done so much to undermine the American economy and to throttle its recovery. The Federal Reserve has held interest rates far too low for far too long. That has destroyed Americans' incentive to save. That's messed up the capital markets immensely. It's given political appointees and power players like Bernanke and politicians a lot more arbitrary power over the U.S. economy. And a major reason why the U.S. economy has not bounced back strong is it because businesses and a lot of others are fearful of what kind of stupid policy Washington might do next. The Federal Reserve said last week that it was planned to hold interest rates to near zero for the next 2 years. This has a very chilling impact on anybody who tried to be responsible and save money for their retirement or to supplement their income. And it's an explicit policy of sacrificing Americans who are responsible for the benefit of the banks and to give the government more power. It's hard to know what the purpose of this timing is, but the Federal Reserve has always tried to make Americans think that the Federal Reserve is the only thing standing between it and an economic collapse. And it's amazing to see how the American media still treats the Federal Reserve as if the Federal Reserve knew what it was doing. Because especially in the last 15 years, the Federal Reserve has done so many things that sent the wrong signal to the American economy and resulted in far too much expansion in housing and some other areas and paved the way to a collapse in a lot of values.